2023 is starting off with a bang. NFTs are up, and we are covering some of the hottest projects that are on the up, 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 and a couple that haven't been released yet that are yours to watch. All that and more in today's episode of GOATS and the Metaverse. And I'm always joined by my esteemed colleague, Stanley. How are you, my friend?
We're back, baby. We're back.
I used to like the days where you say, I was living the dream. Where is Danley? I'm living the dream.
I am living the dream, and we are back. Book it. Dano. let's get right into it, my friend. Let's see what is happening. I see green. I wish I could sing, but I have a terrible voice. Ethereum is
green.
This is my co-host. He really knew the song that I was talking about. Unbelievable. Ethereum, $1,339. Yossi's favorite. Solana, $15.17. ApeCoin is at almost $5. It did break $5 yesterday. It is hovering around that number. If you have not watched our show on staking Ape, Do it. Let's see where the prices are at right now for those JPEGs, my friend. Where are they at, Gabby?
We've lost Gabby.
There she is.
We've got some greens all above. We got some green, which is always great to see. Azuki, 16 ETH. For Denzas, 87 ETH. And Bored Ape Yacht Club, 85 ETH. We know we have the Jimmy drop happening this week some announcements that have already come out of the Bored Ape team on how you can connect a warm wallet for that claim. Mutants at 19.42 ETH. VFriends on the up. Pretty much almost up across the board. And we're seeing some good volumes. I was looking in the past 7 days, we were up 33% in NFT volume. So the week has started off strong. The year is starting off strong. And hopefully it is the start of a continued rally and not just a small blip in the matrix. With that, we've got a couple of new projects that some of them minted out in December and are continuing to show some great strength. And a couple of new ones that are coming out as soon as tomorrow. That we're going to talk about on today's show, the first of which being Stanley.
Drum roll.
Take it away. Drum roll.
Boom, 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 boom.
The Hounds. Yes.
The Hounds. Release the Hounds. So this has probably been the hottest project around. Mint date was December 14. Supply was 10,000. Price was from 0.125 to 0.25. And if you were a holder in the Yuga ecosystem, you had an opportunity to mint. So if you were a BAYC holder, if you're a Mune holder, and I believe Dogs as well, you had an opportunity to mint this project for 0.25. It did sell out and price went up pretty quickly. I remember seeing it at like 0.4, 0.5. Current price is 0.925. Why is this project so interesting and why is there so much buzz around there? So a couple things. One, it is brought to you by Lior.eth, who does have a blockchain VC fund. He's also a member of the Mune cartel. And he also owns a Mega Mune, which is one of the rarest mutants around. He does have credibility in the space, almost 35,000 followers on Twitter, which I don't even know if that's a lot anymore, but.
It's a number.
It's a number.
It's
a real number. There's a lot of activity. There's the Bored Ape Yacht Club community is definitely behind this from the perspective of buying in and supporting it, supporting the vision.
The community, but not the company. Yuga's not behind it. Is that right?
Yuga's not behind this project, but I believe it was Garda who tweeted at Lior and said, Lior, love what you're doing with the Hounds. Would love to have you on our podcast. When one of the founders of Yugo wants to have you on the podcast, there's some sort of credibility there.
Something is brewing.
Something is brewing. From what I understand, they are building this. It's going to be part of the Other Side metaverse. We're not exactly sure how. I don't know if it's actually official or not official, but that is the speculation. That is the conversation. And right before we got on to record the show, they had an 80 Ethereum sale for a mega hound. A mega collar. Somebody traded a Fidenza for one. $106,257. I know you're a big Fidenza fan. Would you trade a Fidenza for a mega hound collar, sir?
Well, it certainly made me look at what is going on with this project. What if someone is trading a Fidenza for that, certainly made me interested in what is happening here. Because, as you know, I am a big Tyler Hobbs fan, and I think Fidenzas are going to be one of the great grails in NFT world. So something big going on over here. Or is it some, you know, speculative play? We don't know what wallet that is. We don't know who's trading that. Is the founder selling himself a Fidenza? All of that, you got to, you know, question everything and do your own research in this market and in this game. But clearly set up to be framing it as that people are bullish on these mega hounds. We see some good socials, and we see some good community building around this project. A 1.95 ETH floor price at this kind of market is a number. It is it's a pretty high floor. So pretty much strong community there. Stanley, 1.95 ETH, are you buying in?
I was told about this project when it was sitting at 0.5 and I didn't buy. I always mess up. Am I buying a 1.95?
Well, let's juxtaposition it. We have another project that's minting tomorrow. It's priced roughly the same. It's on OpenSea. It is called Day Away. It's a very different type of project. It is a unique high-end membership NFT. They're claiming to be the first luxury NFT project, luxury membership NFT project that is coming out on the market, done by the same team of the platform. The platform is called Day Away, which gives you unique access and benefits to some of the world's most prestigious venues and events. That is happening and coming out tomorrow. They're calling it the Founders Key. You can see about that on OpenSea under drops. Part of the utility that you get out of this Founders Key is global access to about 4,000 different high-end hotels. You get access to the Dayway platform. You also get curated experiences that are apparently once in a lifetime type of experiences, and what they call the bucket list events and once in a lifetime experiences that you wouldn't be able to do yourself, and you can all get that access through this Founders Key drop. Interesting to see that it's happening on OpenSea. They're starting to curate these different types of drops. The Dayaway platform, I believe, has these hotels built into it, so it is a existing company. It's not a rug pull. We understand that the team is there.
We don't know if it's a rug pull. We don't want to say it's not a rug. We hope it's not.
We don't know, but we know that there is a company behind Dayaway, and it's different. It's not a PFP. It's not trying to play the PFP game. It's trying to go with the high-end utility game, the membership and loyalty. Think of if Amex was redesigned today, would it be this type of offer? Priced the same, roughly $2,000, $2,500, 1.95 ETH for the Hound, or you could put that 1.95 ETH into a Dayaway Founders Key happening tomorrow. One's going to give you real utility. The other one's a speculative play. Which one's going to make you more money? That's the question for my pal Stan. Where are you putting your ETH?
I'm more familiar with the Mega Hound, so I'm gonna go there. With that being said, if I was a world traveler and I was looking to experience some of those experiences, I would probably definitely look into that. The question becomes, is there enough people in the space right now that would want to take advantage of that? And is there enough delta that you could try to flip that? I almost want to say no, but I don't know.
Their supply is 500, so it's not...
Which is great. I mean, it's a great supply. But I guess, like, I always looked at those types of utilities, which everybody wants a bucket list type of utility. But is there enough people that are kind of in the space that are like, I really want this and that I'm going to go pay 5E for it or 10E for it? Or is that almost like, you know, Johnny millionaire, billionaire, who's not in the space? And, you know, he's really the buyer of that product, but he doesn't know about the product because he's not onboarded to the space. Mm-hmm. We shall see. I've been wrong before, as all of you have known. I'm going to say that it is going to sell out, and I'm going to say it's not going to make that much noise. Let's see if I'm right or wrong.
Going to sell out, not going to make much noise. I think that is probably the challenge with utility-based NFTs, is that you can kind of price them. You can kind of say, well, what's the value that I'm getting? And where you've got the difference with something like the Hounds, it plays into the speculation. It plays into the idea that this thing could 10x, 100x, 1000x for that mega mutant at 80 ETH, and that someone will come out and want to flex their avatar in the metaverse. The Dayway Pass, I think, is something very different. I wouldn't expect to see a 10x or 100x out of that type of utility that you're getting. But like you say, someone out there, I think there is 500 people around the world at any point in time who would want those types of experiences. So you're paying for something, a membership to something that ultimately I think you could flip for the money you spent on it. Or maybe you make a smart margin on it. Maybe you make 30%, 40%, 50%, but you're getting this way to have unique access to experiences, discounts, and the ability to have this life of high-end leisure. And at the end of it, once you're done with it, well, there's someone else who I think would want to buy it for roughly the same price that you paid. So it's almost like a no-brainer exercise in getting access to some experiences if you are up for it.
If you want those experiences. I'll tell you what's a no-brainer. The Goat Vault, my friend. Hit that subscribe button and automatically get entered for a chance to win free money. Free NFTs. That's a no-brainer. That's a no-brainer. Hit that subscribe button. That's all I have to say. I think we end the show right here on a high note. There we go. On a no-brainer. Hope you guys enjoyed it. Hope you guys got some value. We love you all. We'll see you guys soon.